In the Sefer HaDeres Eliyahu on Chumash, they quote things from the Vilna Gaon. He didn't write them himself, but Talmidim wrote it. So they quote on the Pasuk, Ki Polimim Chadov Meidam Ledam Beidin Ledin Beinega Lanega Kan Kil LaHatora Kol Gimel Chelke HaTora, that there are three areas of Halacha. Dam Ledam is a reference to the area of Isa Leheta. Din Ledin is a reference to the area of Dinim Amenis, and Nega Lanega is Tum LeTara. I thought perhaps, I think in the Haskamah to Rav Chaim Volozhin at Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, to the Bi'ur HaGro, I think he quotes that also from the Gro. So I thought perhaps that's the reason why the Gemara has a klal, Mamana mi Yisura lo yafinan, and Isa mitumah lo yafinan. Because within each area of Halacha, Isa v'Heta, everything blends into one big picture. Within Tumah v'Tara, everything blends in to make one big mosaic. And in Didi Mamanis, everything blends in. But Isa mituma lo yafinan. Isa mimamana lo yafinan, because it's a different area of halacha. So the Gemara has such a klal also, benegeir too, the Gemara has in Shavuos, daf chavav, in the base, and other places. The Gemara has a klal, chulam mikotchim lo yafinan. So I thought we know from Perek Ezel Mekotim, the Gemara has a whole sugya, goes on and on and on and on, that the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Behem by Kotchim is different from Kolot Kula. That according to the Bavli, the Mishanli presents it a little differently. According to the Bavli, in Kol HaTarakula, you can learn out Lomid Men on Lomid, and in Kotchim not. Tosis writes on, Tosis writes somewhere over here, Ema here. The bottom Tosis on Dalet on the base, Tosis assumes that the Klal, that Yinishina Lakos of Liakev, only applies in Kotchim. Doesn't apply in Kol HaTarakula. That's questionable whether that's really true. Chazanish and on the Mishnah's Taurus, they have the Mishnah Achreina. On Zeroyim is called the Mishnah Mishayna, and on Taurus called the Mishnah Achreina. So they, the Chazanish and the Mishnah Achreina, they both have the same Mishnah's in Negoyim. And they show from Gemara like that, that it's really, it should be a klal in Kol HaTarakula about Shina Lakos Liyakev. So that is what the Dingzach with the Taisus and the bottom Taisus and Dabaram is. But that's a Sugya in Ezamakot, that Lamed Ben Alamed is different by Kotchim. So you see that the Midrash HaTorah and Resh is not different. Maybe it's not just that there are three areas of Halacha, maybe Kotchim is a separate area, and that's the reason why Chulam Kotchim Lo Yafinu. So you're learning a new area. Kotchim is a totally different area. Everything fits into one big pattern, may not necessarily fit into the pattern of the rest of Kol HaTarakula. Okay. On the opening Mishnah, Tosfos alludes to the fact that they raised an issue. The last line in the first Tosfos, Kol HaTarakula. So the last line says that Berach HaMapket Perashti. Oh, the machshava pesalus mikotchim doesn't mean machshava, doesn't mean dibur. This is apparently a machlokes harishonim when you talk about shaloi lishma. Whether shaloi lishma means he was thinking shaloi lishma, or he said what pigul machshava is pigul. Whether machshava is pigul means machshava, or it means a dibur. This may be relevant halacha lemaisa. The Rosh, at the end of Menachos, the Rosh has an hilchas sefer Torah on the first page. The Hilchot Sefer Torah discusses on the assumption that you have to write a Sefer Torah Lishma. What's the definition of Lishma? Lishma means you have Dibur. I say I'm writing the Sefer Torah Lishma, or it's enough with Machshava. So he says it may depend on the Shaila about Machshava Shalom Lishma, Machshava is Pigul. And Machshava over here means Machshava, so maybe over there Machshava Lishma is also Machshava. If over here it means Dibur, so it could be over there. It should also be Dibur. That's where the Rosh has the line, the Rosh has the Lashon, that the Tur has the same thing, where it says in the Rosh, that when you write a Sefer Torah, you should say, before you start writing the Dibur, I'm writing it Lishma. And then when you're writing the Shem Hashem, you should have in mind the Shem Hashem. So the Beis Yosef, so the Madani Yontef on the bottom of the page, by the Tez Yontef, Madani Yontef quotes the Beis Yosef, who asks, why did he change the Lashon? That machshava is lishma for the whole Sefer Torah. It says you should have dibur, and machshava for lishma for the shemus. You should have machshava. They should both be dibur. Machmer, that whenever you need machshava lishma, it's like machshava shalom lishma. You need dibur, So why shouldn't he say you need dibur by the lishma, by the shemus as well? So the Beis Yosef thinks that it's the same. We should ignore the shini losh. But the Madan Yant points out is very striking. The Rosh and the Tur, they both say exactly the same. By writing lishma you need dibur, and by the shemus it sounds like mashav is enough. So Rav Chaim has in his sefer on the Rambam on Hilchos Tefillin, he says it may not be the same. He suggests that maybe the sefer Torah needs ksiva lishma. Is there a din that you need shemus lishma? It's not really a din that you need lishma. It's a word alav dalav nun yud that sometimes kodesh and sometimes chol. Elohim, a lot of times it's chol. It means avodas Elohim acher. Nikra al bais Elohim is chol. It means dayanim. So sometimes kodesh, sometimes chol. Even yud kei vav kei, if I'm not mistaken, I think by Pesel Micha, I think it has yud kei vav kei, and it's referring to the avodas zarah. I think so. So whenever you write a shem Hashem, shin dal yud can mean something else. It doesn't necessarily mean shakai. It can mean a different word. So whenever you write a shem Hashem, you need kavanas hakosei diskover. Is this a shem Hashem? But it's not really a new din of lishma. That's Rav Chaim says, that maybe the Rosh and the Torah really saying that you need dibur for lishma, but the shemus there isn't really a din that you need lishma. Just need kavanas hakosei diskover. Whether he meant it as a shemana. So we're machmer on that when you write a get, the Rosh puts in also. When you write a get, you have to have ksiva lishma. It doesn't mean that you say the sefer says in advance he's writing lishma, or is it sufficient if he has a mind that he's writing lishma? So we're machmer that you have to have the deep one. The same thing when he tied tzitzis. So there's a machlekes like harishonim, but the tied tzitzis needs lishma or not. I remember when I was a little boy, my grandfather was a shamus in Rabbi Peretzky Shul, the young Yisrael Kriman. My grandfather taught me how to tie tzitzis. So my grandfather knew a little bit Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he had me tie all the tzitzis on the Shul Talis before my bar mitzvah, way before my bar mitzvah. So that's two opinions on Shulchan Aruch, whether it's kosher. A cotton is a la bardas, a cotton can't create lishma. So if you all like to reshade him that Kshira Sachutim needs lishma, so then it's puzzle. It's not right. You shouldn't have a cotton tied in tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah says when you tie the tzitzis, since we're machmer like that opinion that you do need lishma, so you should really say in advance that you're tying the tzitzis lishma. If you didn't say in advance, then the Mishnah Berurah is going to stop it to say that it's going to be puzzle. Someone pointed out that one of the rabbonim who gave a haskama on the Mishnah Berurah, they have Haskamas in the first place. And one of them wrote the Shailas Tshuvas B'nei Tzion. So he has a tshuva in his sefer. Would anybody in his right mind think such a crazy idea that if he tied the tzitzit, he didn't say Lishma it's possible? Of course not, that's ridiculous. But the sefer that he gave the Haskama, it says like that. Mishnah Berurah said like that. That we're machmed that you need Amira, that you need Lishma. When you write a get, taki, you need Ksiba Lishma. But like Rav Chaim pointed out, that the lishma by the Sefer Torah and the lishma by the Shemus, it's a different word. It could be that this needs amira, this does need amira. Shaila is by lishma by the get. What's the nature of the din? So there's a Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Lamed Dalet on the base. Tosfos Dimamascha Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara has there a discussion. The husband wrote a get lishma. He authorized the sefer to write a get lishma. And then, before he gives a get to his wife, he makes up his mind he's never going to give this get. Why does he have a crazy idea to divorce his wife? He's to rip it up. And then he doesn't rip it up, and then he changes his mind again, and he wants to use the get. So there's one opinion in the Gemara, and the Rambam Paskin is like that. If he says he's never going to give this get, he cancels the lishma, and even if he gives a get later, it's no good, because the get was not written lishma. That's one opinion in the Gemara, and the Rambam Paskin is like that. Tesis says that's wild. If you write a pair of tefillin lishma, you can cancel the lishma later. How can it be? How can you cancel the lishma? Rav Soloveitchik explained that the lishma by the get is really a different din. The word of lishma by get is like this, that on all other shtari mamin, all other shtaris, the ksivas hashtar is the achanas hachefta with which you're going to make the kinyan. Then the mesiras hashtar is the kinyan. Pieces balashtar constitutes the kinyan. By get and by shtar kiddushin, by shtar shechar, the knaini, the three shtaris, that involve Yisra v'Heter also. So we have Psukim, they're all three neat Ksiva l'shma. So there we don't say the Ksiva is the Achanas Achepze, and the Kinyan consists of the giving over of the get. We say that it's a composite of both together. The Ksiva with the Nesina constitute the Gerishin. So the Ksiva has to be Metzurif to the Nesina. Since it both together accomplish the Kinyan Gerishin, have to be mitzvah. So the Gemara has a din of mechusa maisa. Let's say they wrote the get on a big piece of parchment, and the get only takes up the top 12 lines and the two chasimas, and the rest of the parchment is very valuable. So he goes, why give him such a big piece of parchment? So after writing the get and signing the get, then he cuts it off, and he only gives it the part with the get, and he keeps the rest. So the Rishonim say, based on the Gemara, that's mechusa maisa. If you have something that's mafsik in between the ksiva and the nesina, it's no longer mitzurif yachad, then it's not mitzurif, so there's no gerishin. So the part of lishma by the get, not the same, you bake matzah lishma, so it's bottled in. The matzah has lishma. You write a sefer Torah lishma, if you need ksiva lishma, if you write the mezuzah lishma, whatever you need, you wrote it lishma finished, so it's lishma, it has a chechsha, a cheftze. Like Ksivas HaGet, Lishma, it's not really so much the Hechsha HaChevtze. You have to have in mind that the Tchilos HaKsiva, since the Ksiva with the Nesina together constitute the Gerishin, that's why you have to have in mind from the very outset, just like the Nesivas HaGet, the Nesinas HaGet has to be the Shem Gerishin. So the Ksiva is the Haskola of the Gerishin. So the Ksiva has to be Lishma also, but it's not really Chal and HaChevtze. So there's room to distinguish. Maybe one needs Amira, the other one doesn't need Amira. Maybe you only need Amira where you're creating Lishma by the matzah, you're creating Lishma by the tzitzis, by the tefillin. Maybe over here it's enough if you have kavanah. It's not necessarily going to be governed with the same rules. So Leitchik showed that this is the case, that the Ksivas HaGet is the Tchilas HaGerishin from the Shammai Shita. There's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah somewhere in Gittin. There is the Pe'alaf and Aleph, where there's a Machloikas, Bishamai, Bishilo. If a man wrote a get for his wife, and then he never gave it, and he changed his mind, he doesn't want to give it. But Bishamai say, if he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to remain with his wife. That's already a Re'ach HaGet. Because Ksivas HaGet is already Tchilos HaGerish. Bishilo don't really disagree in principle. They also agree that Ksivas HaGet is Tchilos HaGerish. But it's only Ksivas HaGet, which he ultimately uses to be Megarish. But if he writes a get, then he rips it up and he never gives it to her. So that's not called Ksivas HaGet. But if he writes a get and he gives it, then it's a Gloy Milson Mafre that the Ksiva was the Tchilas HaGerish. And that's why there's a sheet that's Reb Shimon, that Tan Reb Shimon holds, Kimin Shonos Anein of Legarish and Shevian Abal Echal Peres. Husband's only title to Peres Nechsem Elug, Kozman that he's married to the wife. But the time that he starts writing the get, Ksivas HaGet, that's already Haskolas HaGerishin, so he loses the Sklus Peres Nechsem Elug. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, the husband wrote the get today and he doesn't give it till a year later, so he already loses Peres from the Zman of the Ksivas HaGet. The Gemara has a Machlokes, Reb Yechon Rishlokesh, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce the need for Zman and a get? So one of the Chachamim, Rishlokesh says, in order to know when the Baal loses Peres. According to Reb Shimon, that the Baal loses Peres, Kimishin Asa Neinu Lagashim, Metchilas HaGerishin. Metchilas HaGerishin is the Ksivas HaGet. So if the get was written today, not given till a year later, it's a good get, as the right Zman. The Zman was instituted in the Rabbana to know from what point on does the Baal lose Peres. Not from today, not from the day that she's Muteris Lehinosi Lashu. So truly, on Paschal like Reb Shimon, but the Gemara in the next up, that's on Yud Zayin. And Yud Zayin Amud Aleph on the base, and if they matik this man the Gittner, Reb Shimon Shita. Then on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a Machlekes, Rav Shmuel, and two girsas in the Gemara how we paskin la halacha. Me'emes aybonim leget. Then is when a woman gets divorced, you have to have habchana. You have to wait 92 days to make sure that if she's pregnant. They want to know whether the child she's going to have after she marries the second husband is the second husband the father of the child, or the first husband the father of the child. So the Gemara has machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. When did this 92 days begin? Does it begin Mishas Ksivas HaGet or Mishas Nesiras HaGet? Why should anybody say Mishas Ksivas HaGet? So the Mishkan is Yankiv has in the Sefer Koelos Yankiv, he has a tshuva. So he said, that's why, because we really hold that the Ksivas Aget is the Hatzcholas Agerishin. Bishamai hold even Ksivas Aget and he never gives it. So that we don't pass like. But if he writes a get and he gives it, then it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that the Ksivas Aget was the Hatzcholas Agerishin. So true, we don't pass like Rab Shimon, that the Baal loses Beret Nechsimaluk from Tchilas Agerishin. But when you get to this din of counting Havchana, so that's the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, one and the two Girsas in the Gemara. How we Paskan? Machlekes and Mechabit and Ramah, based on the two Girsas in the Gemara. One sheet is, since the Tchilas Agerishin already occurred, so he's not allowed to live with his wife. He's not fully married. He already started Tchilas Agerishin. So it's also Lovo Alishto. So then you don't have to be concerned who's going to be the father of the baby. If I know that he wasn't, let's say, the woman is 95 years old, and the man was in prison the last 10 years, and they weren't talking to each other, and Eliyahu Navi comes and he says, the woman is not pregnant. So the Gemara says that it's a loy plug rabban. Loy plug rabban. Okay. But in this case, it's not just we're saying, since it's not allowed to be together from the time he writes to get, so therefore she can't be pregnant from that time on. No, it's a loy plug rabban. But the one opinion in the Gemara holds, no, that's the Tchilus HaGerishin. So you don't have to wait till the Gemara Gerish and you can count the Tzadik Beis Yom and the Tehillah Sagerish. So it's a different word. The whole din of Lishma by Get is different from, it's not the same as Lishma by Matzah and Lishma by Tefillin and Mezuzah. It's not really a din of Hechsher Aget. The Gerish begins with the Ksiva. So just like when you give a Get, the husband has to give the Get Lishem Gerish. He gives Lishem Pikodin, as long as he has to say, I'm divorcing you. So too, when the husband writes the get, you have to have in mind, this is the Tchilas HaGerishin. The din is that, let's say there's a little village and there are 10 Jewish families and the sefer in town doesn't have too much business to do. So he writes a get, in case any of the 10 couples wants to get divorced. He writes 10 gittin to be ready. So the Mishnah says that it's no good. The Baal has to do Tzivei HaBaal. If the sefer writes the get on his own without Tzivei HaBaal, it's no good. So this Gemara discusses about the get lishma and the shtarch and the gilasoita lishma and say the Torah lishma. The Gemara in Erev and Yud Gimel has a little bit of a discussion. So there's a tesis there. The last half of the tesis avol dima maschal avol Torah. Erev and Yud Gimel and Menachem. The tesis writes that requirement for tzivi habal that the baal has to authorize the sefer to write the get. That's only a chumer midirabban. Meikaradin. The sefer can write lishma without the tzivi habal. We absolutely don't accept that thesis. We hold that that's mamish pasul min ha-Torah, and it's not even a reach get. The Gemara said the Pharisee get. It's not even a reach get that it should pasul a kuhuna, even if the husband is a kohen. And he gave his wife that get that the sefer wrote without authorization. That's nothing. Why? Because that's the ABC. Ein ana megarish eshes chavero. I can't give your wife a get and call her a grusha, so I can't do the tchilos ha-gerishin either. It's not that, like when you bake a matzah, lishma, so it's kosher. So you write a get lishma, so it's a kosher get that the husband can use later to divorce. No. All other shtaros are like that. Ksivas, ashtaros, the hachonas, hachefza, but by get the isha, the ksivas, the hascholas, hagerish. So we have a rule, ein ana megarish eshes chavero. So the ksivas that get has to be done by the baal, it has to be authorized by the baal. Otherwise, it's not going to be, you can't consider it the tchilos hagerish. No one else can divorce my wife. The Chofetz Chaim had a son who died young. So in the end of Chofetz Chaim put out three volumes of the Likutei Halachos. He wrote like an imitation riff on the Masechtos and Kodshim. We don't have any riff. And he has his Seoris, Halacha Lemaaseh, on the bottom of the page, Zevach Toido. So the son died young. So he printed a Dvar from the son at the end of Zvach. So the son there quotes Shita Mukubetzes that has an interesting idea that we usually have a klal that lav shem ha-maisa there's a machlokes ha-tanoim. We paskan lav shem ha-maisa in loikim alo. So if a person violates an avei ha-idei dibur, that's called a lav shem ha-maisa. So the Gemara says that there's an exception to the rule. The first Mishnah Tmura says that Tmura is chal b'maisa dibur. So even though it's only dibur, so the Mishnah says, so if it's harbayim, it gets malted. So the Gemara says it's an exception to the rule. Rabbi Yechanan says it's not so much an exception to the rule, since b'dibur is sabid maisa, since it's chal, the tmura is chal, so that's why we call it a lav sheish ba maisa. So the son of the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Shita in Kovetz, who draws a distinction between machshove that brings about a halois, as opposed to dibur that brings about a halois. By tmura, if you made tmura b'dibur, then the Gemara says b'dibur is zavid ma'isa. Then I call it alav sheish b'ma'isa. But if you're going to, let's say, if you all like that opinion in Tosfos, that pigul is chal b'machshov, 2 days in Tosfos, but the pigul needs dibur, pigul machshove, pigul means machshove. If you hold that it's chal b'machshove, then it's going to be alav sheish b'ma'isa, even though ayidei b'machshove he passels it. It makes it into pigul. We'll only say if he made the pigul b'dibur, then b'dibur is zavid ma'isa. That's a shaila whether that's right to carry it over to Hilchos Shabbos. Now they have these things that you walk into the room and say, Alexa, turn on the light. So the light goes on automatically. So he did dibur, and b'dibur is zavid ma'isa. So many hold that that's called the Chilul Shabbos deraisa, because we have a cloud. You can't be Mechal Shabbos b'shei b'altas. You need a ma'isa malocha. If you Mechal Shabbos b'li ma'isa, that's muta. That's at the gomer. That's the gomer, the end of Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos needs a ma'isa malocha. But what if now they have the further advancement is that if you just think you want the lights to go on, you don't even have to say anything. If you just think, that'll also cause the lights to go on. So that's what some say based on that Shita Mekubetz that the Chafetz Chaim son quoted. If you have dibur that leads to a ma'isa, dibur that leads to a chalois, that's called yeshba ma'isa for Malkus and for Shabbos perhaps. And if you have machshava that leads to a chalois, that would still, machshava is called lav shei mamaisa, even though it does lead to a chalois. So that's, you have to be done. I said, really, that the Bar Torah is in connection with the Gemara, I think, of Chav Testament days. But if a person is mafagel, it's, I forgot already where, I think it's over here, yeah. A person has machshava spigel, so it's a lav shei mamaisa. So why is it lav shei mamaisa? Why not say b'diburisa b'maisa? So that's what the Shita talks about. If pigul is chal b'machshava, and machshava that leads to a chalois, it's called deima ma'isa. Only dibur that leads to a chalois is called yeshba ma'isa. And that's the question, is that the same hagdara? Lav sheyeshba ma'isa for malchus and malech hashav is only b'kum be'aseh. Is it the same hagdara? Not necessarily the same. That's what they talk about. The Brisker Rav has a Dvar Torah based on a Gemara with the Ramban and Sanhedrin that the klal, that a lav sheim bo ma'isa, there's no malchus in an aver sheim a malchus, and an aver sheim bo ma'isa, not chayv chatos, and not necessarily the same definition of a ma'isa. What's called a ma'isa for malchus, lav sheish bo ma'isa, what's called a ma'isa for chayv chatos, are not necessarily the same. He has it based on a Ramban, who interprets a Gemara like that. So it could be that there's perhaps room to be mechalik over here also, between what's called a lav sheish bo ma'isa for malchus purposes, and a lav sheish ba ma'isa for Malacha Shabbos may not necessarily be the same. And on the base there's a famous Tosis, the Maschal Stamisha Lav Legevish and Amedes. So Tosis has a fantastic Chiddush that Stama Lishma by Bris Mila. So that's why if a Nochrid there's a Machlekes. Like this in the Gemara, when a Nochri can do a bris, so Tosfos asks, the Gemara says that Akam Adaita the Napshikah, but if you hold that, you need Milu Lishma. If you hold that, you need Milu Lishma, so Akam Adaita the Napshikah, but so Tosfos seems to be learning everything is all psychological umdin, it's supposed to be Shat Tosfos. That Akam Adaita Napshi Kovid is a psychological assumption, and Stama Lishma is a psychological assumption. If you say Stama Lishma by Mila, so even the Goy who does the Bris Mila will be considered Lishma. That both the assumptions are highly questionable. Reb Chaim in his Sefer, I think that's the only place where he quotes. He quotes a living person. He quotes Absim Chazelik that he thought the point of the Rambam at least that with the Tosfos in Gittin on Tes on the base, Tosfos gives four different reasons why a Nochri cannot sign a get. So they write us two different reasons. They write four reasons, two different reasons. One is that you have to sign the Shema, and the Nochri Adaita the Napshik of it. Then another reason is that since the Nochri is any Batoris Mikedushin, so that's why he's possible. So Reb Chaim quotes Reb Simcha Zelig, it says that the Pshat Nochri Adaita the Napshik of it means whoever is not Batoris cannot create the Shema. The Ritvoim Sochem quotes that from the Goyim. Why can't a Goy bake matzahs? The Gemara says, "B'tzeikah shel nachrim, odem emalek reisim mehem, v'atshiyoch gazayis matzah lachroina." You can eat the matzah that was baked by the goyim at Pesach, if you know if somebody was watching, you know that it's not chometz, no problem. But you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah leil haped leil haseder, because you need lishma, and the goy can't bake lishma. Why can't the goy bake lishma? You tell him, have a mitzvah, you show him in the Bible where it says so you have to bake lishma. What's so complicated? So the goy has such a shvach hakof, he can't think lishma. What does it mean? I died to the Napshe. So the Goyim, the Ritva quotes the Goyim. Since the Goyim are not Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah, Matzah, whoever's not Mechuyiv can't create Lishma. That's what Simcha Zelig says, the Pshat and the Rambam. That Ein of the Torah's Git Mikidushin is the reason why Akam I died to the Napshe. And Akam is Mufka from Lishma in an area where he doesn't have the Mitzvah. So the Nochem don't have a Mitzvah of Milo. So if you need Milo Lishma, that's the question, is that Tosis premise. It's highly questionable. The Gemara says that by a Gershon is Gayer. Gershon is Gakir Shu'u Mohul. So then the Gemara said, we don't know who did the Mila. And the Mila the Shem has to be done the Shem Geiris. Doesn't necessarily follow that a Mila Shal Mitzvah has to be done the Shema. So that's a big machlekes. So some Rabbi Yaakov Emden and some Rishonim and Machalik, it's not the same. Mila Shal Geiris need the Shema. Mila Shal Mitzvah maybe doesn't need the Shema. As long as the child is not a Noral. A Nochri does a bris milah. The Gemara gives psukim why it's no good. Other psukim, not necessarily because the goy can't think lishma. That's a question. Do you really need? Milah shel geris need lishma. Does milah shel mitzvah really need lishma? Are they the same? That's questionable. But Tosis is assuming that you do need milah lishma. Tosis assumes that the stoma lishma is a psychological umdina. And the old din that a goy can't think lishma is also a psychological umdina. So by bris milah we'll say stama lishma. Kula, questionable. The Nadi Behuda has the famous truth. Nadi Behuda was opposed to the... Nadi Behuda was a cousin by marriage of the Baal Shem Tov. It was a while that they lived in the same village together. So he liked them very much. They got along very well, but he was opposed to the whole movement. So he didn't like the fact that they said, L'shem yichuk, shmurich, yirimuchan, mazuman, the Kai Mitzvah Plainus shouldn't say that. So he said it's against Alocha. He has a short tshuva. Against Alocha, the Alocha says Tam Lishma. What do you have to make a declaration? The Alocha says Tam Lishma. You're thinking Lishma. See, he seems to be assuming that Tam Lishma is a psychological umdin. That's the way Taisa seems to be assuming. And the Briskerov shows from the Gemara Psochim, he quotes the Gemara Psochim, Dav Samach, that the Gemara Psochim talks about a person who shechts a korban Pesach lishma v'shalo lishma. So the Gemara says, whenever you shecht a korban shalo lishma, it's always lishma v'shalo lishma, because since stoma lishma, so if you have in mind shalo lishma, that's called lishma v'shalo lishma. So yes, how is that lishma v'shalo lishma? Stoma lishma is a psychological one. That if you don't know one way or the other, you assume that he's shechting lishma. But he says, he's shechting it shalom lishma. So how is it lishma v'shalom lishma? So he said, Biskorov said, you see from the Gemara, that stam lishma is halacha. It's not a psychological one, it's halacha. Since the korban was hugdash on behalf of Pliny, was magdashid himself on behalf of whatever, the Nidri, or he's Mechal Shabbat Meshogi, Chayin of Adam Meshogi, whatever. It was hugdash for that. So since it's, the whole kedusha is aymid lakach, so the halacha says when the avodas will be done, it's considered the avodah is mitzura for the purpose that's called lishma. So if the person that does the avodah has a mind shalo lishma, so it's considered lishma v'shalo lishma. So you see from the Gemara Beferish that stama lishma is not a psychological umdah. It's a halachic statement. It's hard to say. What are you going to say by bris milah stama lishma? What by korbanis? It was hugdash. So it's oimed lakach, it's mitzvasa bekach. So the halacha says when the avodah will be done, it's labeled lishma. Lishma doesn't mean machshav. Lishma means the avodah was done. The shem shishes bar mezevach nizbach. It was zayim lakach. So when the avodah is done, it was done properly. Then if the guy thinks shalom lishma, it's both lishma and shalom lishma. But to say, what are you going to say by bris mila? What? Because there's orla there. That's omer lekach. Why is it omer lekach? It's very difficult. Based on Rav Velbel's Gemara, Sochim, it's very difficult the way Tosfos presents it over here. Tosfos sounds like they're saying everything is an umdana. The Gemara says later, Chiddush Din, when a person is Magdish a Korban, a Nidroi, or a Nidove, or he was Machal Shabbos, or whatever, so he's the Bala Korban. If the person dies, and then, so we learn that from Pesukim that the Yorshim bring the Korban. That the, just like there's a Din of Yerusha by assets, and Din of Mamon, so there's a Din of Yerusha over here. That the Yorish can bring the korban, he's not considered the Bala korban. The Gemara has an expression around 15 lines from the top of Vava Menala, that when the Yorishim bring the korban, the kufya mechapra, the kibbalah mechapra, it just gives a superficial kapara, doesn't give an in-depth kapara for the Yorishim. In other words, the Yorishim are a partial Bala korban, he's not a full Bala korban. So that's why there's a machlokes hatanoim, where the Yorish samech and Yorish meimer. Because only the Bala Korban could do Tmura, and only the Bala Korban should do Snicha. One who's not the Bala Korban can't do Snicha, can't make Tmura. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. How much of a Bala Korban do you have to be? The Yorish is only a partial Bala Korban, only Mikufi, only Mikiva. So that's the Machlokes. When you get to other dinim, the Gemara talks about you can't bring a Mincha Shel Shutfin. What if the father dies and it leaves two children and the mincha is brought b'shutfis? So I think the Gemara says that it is good, if I'm not mistaken. Why? That's only a problem if they're both going to be bali ha-korban b'kivu. But if they're only superficial bali ha-korban, that's not a problem. So some dinim depend on a mikta shem b'arva, some dinim depend on a full shem b'arva. And this they all agree. This is the premise, they all agree that the yorshim only become partial bali ha-korban. They're not full Bali HaKorban. That Gemara's expression is used in rabbinic literature. Right? If a person says, he didn't look through the sugya in depth, he just looked at superficially. So he said, I looked at the sugya mikufya, not mikiva. That's what Gemara says, that the Yorshim are Bali HaKorban only superficially. My impression is that most of the Masechta are just another pasuk and another din, another pasuk and another din, another pasuk, another din. And after you learn all a million din, then you have to put it together to try to figure out, so what's the whole picture all about? And you have to put together enough gemaras till there's no brevi. You can't say like that, can't say because of that gemara. So a lot of times you'll have the Kerenoira with the Briskirov, with the Chazanish, and the Sfasemis, everybody, all four say the same thing. Because they have so many Gemaras, and you have no choice. You have to try to put everything together in one big package. There are hardly any sugyas here in Kutch. You should have atzlocha.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Not a deal.
I was wondering, this is my personal theory, I didn't agree with you, but you're sitting on the last course of Lewis and Allah to meet the mitzvahs to be Nemo, not to remove the right from the Lord.